everybody. How's it going? We've got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the unceded and ancestral territory of the Musqueam people. We also broadcast to the city known as Vancouver, which is situated on ancestral, unceded, and shared territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. My name's Jasper, and I'm doing a fun afternoon fill-in with my friend Nancy. Nancy, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Jasper. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's fun to hop on mic with you.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So for everyone listening, for a little bit of context, CITR, we are a campus and community radio station, and anyone can come and start their own radio project here at CITR. And Nancy has recently done our free training for radio,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And Nancy's interested in starting their own show.
Yeah.
So
super excited.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. And maybe we'll chat about what your vision is, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
Cool.
Definitely.
Okay. Because I'd love to hear more about it. You can start a show here about anything, really. So if that's something that interests you, please come on down, visit the station, take a tour. We offer tours every day at noon.
Mm-hmm.
And if you head to the website, there's lots of information about how you can get involved there as well. So maybe we'll start just by getting to know you a bit, Nancy. Like,
yeah.
how did you find CITR? Like, how did it come across?
So I'm from Calgary, and in Calgary, I used to listen to the university station there a lot. I think it's CJSW.
Yeah.
And I loved the show. And when I moved to University of British Columbia, I'm a first year art student. I was like, wait, I'm a university student now. I wonder if I could get my show. So then I looked into it, and CITR is so, they make everything so accessible and so easy to get into, and everyone is so friendly and nice.
Cool.
So yeah, I'm trying to get more involved.
That's great. I'm so glad you've had a good experience so far.
Yeah, I love everyone.
Sweet. And you're studying arts, you said.
Yeah. I want to do like psychology major and a music minor. Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
I wish I had taken more psychology in school.
Yeah, no, it's really cool.
Fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
And how about music? Like, what's your sort of music focus?
Well, I grew up like kind of classically trained in piano and violin. So yeah, I'm just continuing that as a minor right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Piano and violin, cool. Mm-hmm. Very, very different instruments, but both very hard instruments.
Especially
violin. So it's such a like a transparent instrument, you know?
Yeah, no, like any mistake you make is so clear. Yeah, you can't hide your mistakes.
There's
at all,
no
sure.
hiding
on
the violin.
Definitely, yeah.
You only hear what happens.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, that's so cool, Nancy. And you're gonna start a show soon.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I have questions for you about that. I want to learn about like what your vision is.
Yeah, for sure.
I know you've curated some music for us today.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So where do you want to start with the curated music?
So today, I made a playlist that's a little bit of a mix of everything. So I'm thinking we start with a few like kind of ambient tracks, if that's okay.
Very cool. Okay, yeah.
Okay. I'll cue up the first song. This is Rendered Textures by Curved Light from their newest album.
Great. Here it is on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. That track was Rendered Textures by Curved Light from their album A User's Guide to Existence. What's playing now is An Arc of Doves. This is a collaboration from Brian Eno and Harold Budd. But both of these are very ambient tracks. The first one I really love because it's like modular synths and it's like the texture is so cool. And this one that's playing now, Brian Eno, I believe, started, he was one of the starting people of the whole ambient genre. And then it's also with Harold Budd, and I think he's on the keys for this one. And super cool track. I love it.
Have you ever read Brian Eno's, I don't know if maybe Brian Eno's written a few books, but there's one book he wrote. It's like a collection of really short thoughts. Or something?
I don't think I've read it. I've heard of it though. Yeah.
It's really you've heard of it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. It's super cool because it's just like it's a thick book and it's almost like this sort of like it's like Brian Eno had ideas and he just put them in he put his ideas into this book like one by one.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's almost like a journal,
okay,
but it's
yeah.
really short and it's yeah. typically like one thought.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, It's cool because you can just pick it up and open it and just and just like read some of Brian Eno's thoughts and then you can put it down and move on. Oh, this is really beautiful.
Yeah.
When did you discover this music?
I think I've been listening to Brian Eno, I think for a year. Yeah, and I found this one just going through his discography.
There's a lot. I mean, Brian Eno has a big catalog.
Yeah, and huge variety.
And I think he's been a big influence on, as you said, I mean,
genres,
as you said,
yeah.
like a pioneer in ambient
yeah,
sort of
yeah.
music as a genre.
Yeah.
As someone who studies music, do you compose?
I don't really compose.
Yeah, no. So what kind of music do you like to study?
I really like any sort of collaborative music because like in the music faculty, most of the classes are performance based
yeah.
or like studio classes. But I've never been like a soloist. I don't think that's my personality, but I really love playing with other people and making music with other people. It's super sick.
It's kind of the best, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like being part of a sound.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's hard to describe.
Yeah, no, it's such a different experience.
Yeah, it really makes you feel close to people.
Yeah, definitely.
In a way that's unique.
Yeah.
When was this recorded, do you know?
I think this one's pretty old. Let me take a look. Oh, well, it was remastered 2004, but the original is from 1980.
Sweet. Well, why don't we turn it up a little bit? We'll let people listen, and we'll
yeah,
come back.
Sounds good.
In just a moment.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, who Musqueam must stay.
Discover Noreen Braun's album Songs for Trees, dedicated to the forest and the spirits within the trees. As we fight climate change, trees are the lungs of the planet and we need to help them. Her jazz and blues are blended with rock and synthesized pop elements to create a textured and ambient soundtrack to nature. Songs for Trees is a narrative, with each song guiding us through a journey through the forest. A trip, literally and metaphorically, about the interconnectedness of all things. The Vancouver Sun names it one of five albums you need to hear. Find out more at noreenbraun.com.
The NCRA is excited to bring back the podcast school from March 7th to April 13th, twice a week for 6 weeks. We will be hosting online classes that will be recorded and shared with participants. Classes will cover various podcast-related topics such as the basics, what defines a podcast, and how to be a representative. Visit podcast.ncra.ca to register and learn more about the courses and their presenters.
Okay, so next few tracks, we just did two ambient tracks, and now we're going to jump into some different things. But next track is going to be Young Lungs by Stereolab, and this is kind of like, I would say, art pop. It kind of has post-rock vibes in it as well. And they're based in the UK, but their lyrics are all in French, I believe.
Are they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Stereolab? Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yes, this is so cool, Nancy.
Thank you. I love Stereolab. All their music is so cool.
Yeah, this and Stereolab's been around a long time.
Yeah.
Long time. Are they still active?
Yeah, they actually came to Vancouver earlier this fall for a concert.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So out of touch. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nancy, is this the kind of thing that we're gonna hear on your show?
Yeah,
when you launch your show eventually?
For sure, yeah.
Okay, so for everyone listening at home, while Stereolab was playing, I asked Nancy a bit about the show. So, Nancy, I would love to hear more about your vision for what you want to do with your show.
Okay, yeah. So, my vision is, I think I listen to a lot of different genres of music that are very different. And then there's this one song that my friend who got me into music, Nolan, he would always send me, and it's called Nancy's Pantry, and I swear, every 6 months, he'll send me the link to the track and be like, ha ha ha, this is so funny, it's named after you, and I'm like, you've already sent me this song like 4 times and made the same joke.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. But if I had my, I think I would name my show Nancy's Pantry and kind of have like a different thing every week from my little pantry of music.
It's okay, it's kind of the perfect name.
Right?
Because, like, I mean, it's kinda cute. The name itself is like great for the idea that, you know, you're pulling a different genre from your pantry mm-hmm. every week, but like that you have that personal story behind it with your friend Nolan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too perfect. It is. It has to be. That's what you have to call your show.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty set on that name.
So your friend Nolan, you said your friend Nolan got you into music.
Yeah, yeah. I just told this story on air last week when I did training with Ruby. But basically, when I was in grade 9, because I've gone to the same school as Nolan for a while, but in grade 9, he basically started a radio show illegally. He tapped into an FM line from his locker in junior high, and he played this artist Aphex Twins on air for like 24 hours straight. And then the police came to our school, like, because they tracked down the IP address, obviously, because it's like you have to have a license to broadcast on air.
You do.
Yes, which CITR has.
Yeah, it just got renewed to 2030.
Oh my god, amazing.
Yeah, yeah, congratulations to us. Yeah. But anyways, so, okay, so the police come.
Yeah, okay, they came, and then they made him take it down, obviously. And then everyone kind of knew about it, and I was like, this kid is so cool, I need to be friends with him. And I started talking to him shortly after that, and he got me really into music, and yeah, we're still really close friends. We still talk about music all the time. He's at U of T. He's trying to get a radio show on their radio. And yeah, super grateful for him.
I love this story.
Yeah.
Nolan started.
It's so funny.
A pirate radio station from his locker.
Yeah. And it was grade 9. Like, we were literally like 14, 15. I don't know how he figured out how to do that.
No, because I mean, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And he actually hacked into some FM frequency.
Yeah, he did. He had his own, and he had it for a whole 24 hours, and he just played Aphex Twins for 24 hours straight.
And they found. I'm actually surprised that the police found him that quickly.
Yeah, like, I think they can track down the IP address of the radio stations because of the radio waves and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah, but they had it down to like the exact locker he was doing it out of.
That's fascinating. Like, I wonder, they must have something in place that like notifies them if someone pops up on
I think so, yeah.
That's good to know, because I didn't know that. Wow, shout out to Nolan for just being so cool.
Yes, Nolan Chisholm in Toronto. I think he's listening to the show live right now.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, Nolan, we love your work.
Yeah, and we are your biggest fans.
I hope, Nolan, I hope things are going well with your launching your radio show out east. Yeah. What a great story. I'm glad you're still like close and friends.
Yeah, yeah.
It's you do encounter those people, you know, earlier in life, in high school and in college and stuff, who like turn you on to things.
Yeah.
The things that are important.
They introduce you to new things.
Yeah. What was the first thing that Nolan, like, do you remember the first thing that Nolan showed you and you were just like, oh my God, this, what is this?
I remember he started sending tracks to me, but I remember the first one that blew my mind. You know what? I'll cue it up for
sure,
next.
Yeah.
But it's the whole album is super cool, but it was Sweet Trip. The artist is Sweet Trip, and the album is called, I think it's called Velocity Design Comfort. This is a track, Fruitcake and Cookies, from it. But this album is super cool. You have to listen to the whole thing to get the whole experience.
Whoa.
But it's really like glitchy. I think it's like IDM, intelligent dance music. But this is the first album.
Sorry, say that again. IDM?
Yeah, IDM.
Intelligent dance music.
Yeah.
That's a subgenre I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, it's like dance music. It uses a lot of the conventions of dance music.
Okay.
But instead of like for dancing, like it's not something you would play in a club, but it's more designed for like home listening, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's super cool, super textually interesting.
Really textural.
Yeah.
And if you're, I mean, you and I are listening to headphones right now, so we can hear the like, the sort of spatial treatment of this piece, which is very... It's very spatial.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're listening in a car right now, you might not be getting that, but it's...
Yeah. No, but this was the first thing that blew my mind. And I think this is what really got me into music.
I remember that experience of like just hearing new sound.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm maybe like one generation ahead of you. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing, I don't know. But like in my time, like yeah. I come from a time where like pre-internet, like you couldn't really get music unless you kind of knew stuff about computers or you, like I had to buy all my music as a kid.
Mm,
and that kind of just resulted in like, basically I listened to the radio and much music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I bought music. Like it was just very much like a monoculture.
Yeah. Oh, I was talking to someone about this yesterday. They're 36, so a generation ahead of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was asking me, he was like, what did everyone listen to in high school? And I was like, what do you mean by everyone? And he's like, what was like your school's thing? And I was like, we didn't, like everyone listened to different music. And he was
right.
telling me that in high school, everyone just had their cars and CDs. So then everyone would listen to like the same album and the same CD and the same bands. And yeah, but it's so cool how that's evolved.
I think I would have been so much happier as a younger person if I had, well, just like having access to like subcultures.
Yeah,
and, you know, and definitely. Expressions of subcultures through art.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, oh, I'm not weird. Like, there's lots of people like me who,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
instead of feeling totally alienated by all the like mm-hmm. bad music and culture that's happening in this
yeah.
one thing. That,
yeah,
yeah. No, I'm so happy for that. That's available now to,
exactly.
you know, everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, this just got really cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh wait. We should turn off our mics.
Okay.
A beat drop's coming.
Okay, we're gonna let this ride a bit.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nancy and Jasper. We are on CITR 101.9. We're broadcasting from the University of British Columbia. This is, hopefully, eventually, Nancy's Pantry. We're playing a bunch of different music today, giving you a taste of everything. Hopefully, showing you some new music you haven't heard before.
I feel like this has turned into the pilot for Nancy's Pantry.
Yeah, I think it is.
Cool.
It is. This is the pilot episode. I love it. Yeah. The track playing right now is Your Imagination by All Natural Lemon and Lime Flavors. This is a genre I really love. This is shoegaze. This is also one of the first genres that I really got into.
Oh, yeah. Love me some shoegaze.
Yeah.
Tell me, so who are we listening to? Who did you say it was?
It's called All Natural Lemon and Lime Flavors.
Yeah. What do you know about these folks? Where are they from? Where are they from? Like, any idea?
No idea, actually.
No,
that's
cool.
Yeah.
Great. Well, let's tune in. Let's listen.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so that last song was Your Imagination by the artist All Natural Lemon and Lime Flavors. They're a shoegaze band, and what we're listening to right now is Slow Dive with Avalon Emerson, I believe, and this is Sugar for the Pill. But Slow Dive is also a shoegaze band. They're pretty big in the genre.
Perfect shoegaze name too, hey?
Right.
Slow Dive? Yeah. Like I just perfectly hear shoegaze.
Yeah. But yeah, if you've never heard of the genre shoegaze, why it's called what it is because the guitar players, they have so many like effects running through their guitar, like so much reverb and distortion and everything that creates like that kind of really lush wall of sound. It's because they're, when the genre started at least, the guitarists were looking down at their feet at the pedals for the entire show because they were so inexperienced, and they were just looking at their feet the entire time. So then critics started calling this genre of music shoegaze because they're gazing at their shoes for the entire show.
Yeah. Longingly, trying to keep everything going.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
They kind of, big pedal boards kind of become like instruments in themselves, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll listen to this track then.
Sweet. We'll be right back.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek coffee today.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise. We'll be right back.
Okay, that was just Four by Aphex Twins. That's from the album Richard D. James album. And right now, what's playing is S. Ephemeral, and it's the George Clanton remix. This might be last or second last song of the show today, but this one's like atmospheric drum and bass, I would say the genre is.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'll listen to that.
Not far from a river of prawns, and every moment is delivered and gone. That's why my mission is to witness all this vividness and bring it to y'all like that.
My soul, hold up a bit, I'm feeling old.
Reach for the stars and go for the gusto.
Okay, that will be all for Nancy's Pantry today. Thank you so much for helping me out, Jasper.
My pleasure. Great job.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I'm looking forward to having a show.
This is going to be an excellent show. I'm looking forward to listening.
Yeah. Watch out for Nancy's Pantry, everyone, if you enjoyed. And have a great day.